I'm Marco Werman, and this is The World. We're going to return now to the story of the Paris attacks. Earlier today, thousands of people held a vigil in the Molenbeek district of Brussels. That's where it's believed some of the perpetrators of the Paris attacks had been living. The World's Jeb Sharp was at that vigil, and she joins me now. Why was there a vigil?
Marco, the neighborhood feels completely beleaguered, not only by police raids, but also by journalists from all over the world asking questions about why it creates so many extremists and terrorists, which for any community is a pretty horrible way to be painted. And people just said, you know what, we are not all terrorists, and it's totally unfair to paint this community of 100,000 as if that is the case. And we want to come out and show our support for Paris and our support for the families of the victims in Paris. And we want to say, we are not all terrorists. We are all in this together.
So how many people showed up? What was the mood?
It was a really lovely thing. It was still daylight when it began, and people just started assembling. And then the few organizations that had put it together began laying candles in the shape of the word Molenbeek. And so the O was a peace symbol, and there were the plaza was covered in candles. And then more and more people came, and as dusk fell, they began to light the candles. And then literally the plaza just filled up. And when it got to a certain capacity, the police blocked it off. And you couldn't come in, you could only come out, because they wanted to be sure they kept it secure and safe. So there were actually more crowds outside. The beautiful sunset, pink clouds above these rather grand buildings, and the municipal building for Molenbeek is at the one end of the square, and it was flying the French flag from the tower. Really lovely sort of setting, lots of kids, very mixed crowd. The community is about 40% Moroccan descent, and they were definitely out and about and in the mix.
What is this neighborhood of Molenbeek like? Because I understand, unlike the suburbs of Paris, which are the kind of like high density immigrant populations, Molenbeek, it's in the center of Brussels.
Yeah, it's just outside the center, just across a canal. And it used to be a medieval village, and it became an industrial part of town, a really humming part of town, I think, in the 18th and 19th centuries. But it kind of fell on hard times and now has a very high rate of unemployment, something like 40%. And it has grander bits and seedier bits, and has a lot of problems, but also has a lot of spirit. It was really interesting seeing that crowd there today. There's a real feeling of being among the majority of being misunderstood, them wanting to tell the world, yes, we have these problems, but we are also moving and shaking and changing and growing.
I mean, that's nice to hear. I'm just wondering, did you get a chance to speak with anyone about these very real ties to extremism?
Well, it was interesting because people ran the gamut from what they were willing to say and the kinds of things they did say. But one of the main organizers, she's actually a concert organizer at a venue in Molenbeek and works with a lot of youth, said that in the last few days, there's been a lot of anecdotal conversation about the fact that there is recruiting going on in Molenbeek, and people are very concerned about it. And there was a feeling that people knew stuff and hadn't spoken up, and that this had to be a turning point, that if people know about stuff, they have got to name it and contact the authorities.
Right. And it wasn't just the Paris attacks. There were previous attacks linked to this neighborhood as well.
Yeah, and even in the last few days, it's pretty overwhelming. Two of the suspects had ties to the neighborhood. The alleged mastermind has ties to the neighborhood. And then the two lesser suspects who apparently provided transportation for one of the surviving perpetrators also hailed from Molenbeek. But yes, other terrorist incidents also had ties to this place. So you can't wish it away. You have to face it, and the authorities have to face it. Tonight was just a night for the community to say, we're here too, and we want to be part of the solution.
The World's Jeb Sharp in Molenbeek in Brussels. Thanks so much. We'll talk with you soon, Jeb.
Thanks, Marco.